Kam returned to Kinshasa on Wednesday, a day after protests over M23's capture of Goma in eastern Congo. Angry youth set fire to the embassies of Belgium, France, Kenya, Uganda, and Rwanda. The protesters accused those countries of supporting Rwanda, which Kinshasa accuses of backing the M23 rebels. Kigali denies the charge. The embassies either condemned or expressed deep concern over the attacks. Chacha Nyaigoti Chacha, a Kenyan expert in international relations and diplomacy, says he does not think the protests will affect the DRC's relation with the affected countries.
I don't think it will affect the relationship at the level of policy and the decision makers. Because right now, they should deal with that as an act of criminals. And those who were responsible for vandalizing and burning down the property of the other nations should be pursued through the legal means and the way the national laws are implemented.
According to some residents who spoke to VOA, Goma is calm after 2 days of heavy fighting. Residents who ventured out Wednesday saw bodies on the streets, some in military uniforms and others in civilian clothes. The U.S. government announced Tuesday it has closed its embassy in Kinshasa to the public and called on its citizens to review their safety and travel plans. African Union and other regional bodies have called for a cessation of hostilities and for the M23 rebel group to withdraw from the city, a move security experts say will be difficult for the rebel group to accept. This African Community regional bloc has called for the summit to discuss the conflict and address the tension between DR Congo and Rwanda. According to the Congolese state media, President Felix Tshisekedi will not attend the talks. Crispin Mvano is a Congolese political and security researcher in Goma. He says Kinshasa will also need to address and solve its internal problems. The conflict in DR Congo isn't just about disputes with other countries. It also stems from internal divisions among the Congolese people. Even as the talks continue in Nairobi, lasting stability depends on resolving these internal issues. If Congolese leaders and communities don't engage in dialogue and address their differences in Kinshasa, the peace talks alone are unlikely to bring real stability, Vano says. DR Congo is home to over 100 armed groups, many fighting for control of resources and mining areas. In the latest conflict, the Congolese army and the allied Wazalendo militia retreated from the city, with some soldiers surrendering at the UN peacekeeping base in Goma. Great Lakes Region security analyst Dismas Nkunda says Kinshasa needs to build a strong army to confront rebels like the M23.
M23, they are very well equipped. And how does that impact on the kind of victories that they are attaining in DRC? So the point is, if the DRC government does not save up its and up its game, then it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to maintain a semblance of peace when they have a well-armed and well-supported armed group like M23.
Congolese Foreign Minister Therese Kayikwama Wagner said in an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council on Tuesday that more than 500,000 people in eastern Congo were displaced this month and that the humanitarian situation there is getting worse. Mohamed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.
I don't think it will affect the relationship at the level of policy and the decision makers. Because right now, they should deal with that as an act of criminals, and those who were responsible for vandalizing and burning down the property of the other nations should be pursued through the legal means and the way the national laws are implemented.
Na sio kusema mzozo ni kati ya DRC na inchi zingine, lakini DRC ina ingine mzozo ya wakongomani kwa wakongomani. Hiyo yote imekuwa ni shida. Ni kusema kama hata mazungumzo ikiwa Nairobi, kama wakongomani hawaja kubali kama wakuwe na masikilizano wao kwa wao ndani ya uongozi yenye kufanyika Kinshasa, na waza kama haitaweza kuleta stabilization kwa raia ama kwa nchi mzima.
M23, they are very well equipped. And how does that impact on the kind of victories that they are attaining in DRC? So the point is, if the DRC government does not save up its and up up its game, then it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to maintain a semblance of peace when they have a well-armed and well-supported armed group like M23.